A social media post published Monday morning by U.S. Ronald Carter, describing the previous 12 hours as catastrophic for Israel and the United States, received 1.9 million views and 11,000 retweets within hours of publication. This correspondent has cross-referenced its claims against reporting from the New York Times, BBC, Al Jazeera, Times of Israel, and Reuters. The following is what can be confirmed. Iranian missile fire struck the Basen oil refinery in Haifa on March 30, causing a fire and thick smoke visible across the city. A tanker in the facility's grounds received a direct hit. Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen described the damage as not significant and confirmed no fuel disruption. The refinery has now been struck three times in less than a year. Its planned relocation from Haifa Bay, due to long-standing environmental and safety concerns, has been delayed to 2031, the chemical and pharmaceutical industrial zone near Beersheba, which includes one of Teva Pharmaceutical's largest facilities, sustained fire damage from intercepted missile fragments in a previous barrage. Teva is the largest generic drug manufacturer in the world. Fire was reported as contained. U.S. bases in Kuwait, Bahrain, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia have sustained damage from Iranian strikes, with the Institute for National Security Studies estimating over $800 million in regional damage to date. These are confirmed. The claim that Iran carried out 27 strikes on the Negev with zero air defense interceptions is not confirmed. Multiple Israeli media sources report interceptions in recent barrages, though the rate and effectiveness have been described as diminished. The claim that Iran issued an ultimatum threatening to strike American universities by noon March 30 is not confirmed in the precise phrasing reported. The claim that Iran announced targeting of the personal homes of military commanders reflects stated Iranian intent, but was not phrased as a formal announcement. The claim that Iran has full control of the Strait of Hormuz is not confirmed. Iran has asserted control, and the strait remains closed to U.S. and Israeli allied shipping, with Qatar Energy having already declared force majeure on LNG contracts. This correspondent notes the following without editorial comment. The military operation is now in its fifth week. More than 15,000 bombs have been dropped on Iran. More than 5,500 targets have been struck by coalition forces. The Iranian Red Crescent has recorded more than 1,900 dead and 20,000 wounded in Iran. 72 fatalities have been recorded from Iranian strikes outside Israel. Israel's missile interception capacity has been described by analysts as materially diminished. The Tomahawk stockpile has been described as alarmingly low. The Royal United Services Institute think tank has estimated 5 years to replenish what has been expended. Civilian infrastructure on both sides, refineries, pharmaceutical plants, universities, power plants, desalination facilities, ports is now a primary target category for all parties. The Atlantic is running headlines about a multidimensional economic disaster. These are all confirmed. The viral post closed with the words, "This war just entered a phase nobody planned for." An AI system that nominated targets during the opening strikes has been promoted to a core Pentagon program of record. The President of the United States has outlined contingency plans for the desalination plants in a Truth Social post, signed with his full name and title. The Vice President believes the unidentified aerial phenomena may be demonic. A UN representative resigned and said, "May God bless this world." God has not responded. The phase nobody planned for is being planned for now. Sources for this analysis are available at asayap.com/rabbittrails.